Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern time, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Also every Sunday morning right here on The Fan, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. That is, to me, a must-listen, getting you set for whatever week it may be in the NFL. This week, week 12. Nick, what's going on ahead of week 12? How are you feeling?
What's going on? I'm feeling great. Thanksgiving next week. Everything's awesome. Giants going to lose by a million. It's going to be great. How's it going?
Well, pretty good, especially if you happen to be somebody who bet the Denver Broncos to win the AFC West. Yeah, take that, Costos. You're Chiefs.
Yeah. You looks like you're going to be right about that one. And yeah, kind of can't believe they lost.
You're Chiefs. Kind of.
Would really like for them to win this weekend. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, listen, I have to wave the white flag here. Like, it's not actually done, but I think it's pretty much done that Denver will win the division.
I'm partially kidding here. I don't really think that it's
you're
over.
Not kidding.
No, you're not kidding. No.
I don't think it's over yet. He was even texting me congrats, and I'm like, no.
They might not be a playoff team. It's over, man. Not going to win the division.
They're four games up. It's over.
Yes, it's 100%
okay.
Over.
All right, well, I'll take the victory.
Of course you will. Victory lap number 17 for Sal. And by the way, Nick, listen, take solace in this here. You lost the bet with him. You won the bet with me. So you won for one, you know?
I do think I will win that bet, especially with Tyrod Taylor set to start on Sunday for the Jets. And I think just an interesting way to think about that, when do you think Justin Fields is starting his next game for the Jets?
He might not, because you might go to the kid after that cook. He might not. Unless Taylor gets hurt.
I think he's going to. Just because, like, he always does now. He can't stay healthy.
Okay.
I think Fields is going to start again sooner rather than later. And in this matchup, I actually think you'd rather have Fields in this game. Look, I came on your guys' show before week one. Remember when Fields got hurt in that practice and everyone freaked out, like, oh my God, this guy's falling. It's like, hey, everyone, like, this is not Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. And I said, I think Tyrod's probably better than Fields. And everyone got, oh, how could you say that? They just said, okay, Fields, $30 million. Well, kind of like, how do you feel now? So Tyrod might be a better thrower of the football. The Jets have no receivers. I think I'd rather have Fields in this game. Now, BT, what's fascinating about this game from a betting perspective, I think from the conversations I've had with sharp bettors, right, people that I respect, and just to always preface this, just because they're sharp and because they win a good amount of the time does not mean that they always win. So this can go many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
People like the Jets in this game because the Ravens offense since Lamar came back has largely scuffled. And think about last week where they needed like the fake tush push with Mark Andrews to beat the Cleveland Browns. Now, the Jets' defense is worse than Cleveland's, obviously, especially without Sauce Gardner and Quentin Williams. But the thought is Baltimore's offense playing well enough right now where they can beat anyone by 14 points? So that's why I think we've seen some movement in the betting market towards the Jets. It has nothing to do with the Jets and everything, I think, to do with the Ravens' offense not looking great since Lamar came back.
Yep.
With that being said, if I had to bet the game, I'd bet Baltimore. I'll talk about it more on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know how I could put any money behind this. I mean, it's probably going to go up to 14 rather than down to 13. That's my guess. You know better than me, but
I think it might go down to 13.
Okay. I would trust you more with that than obviously that's what you do here. I'm not betting for the Jets to cover 13 on the road. I'm not betting, you know, the Ravens for the reasons you outlined. But I would also add this about the Ravens here. So it's a game I wouldn't touch. you know, they're talking about their offense being inconsistent since Lamar came back. Their defense is nowhere near what it used to be, as you well know. So, you know, whether it's Tyrod or whether it's Justin, their ability to run, Jets' offensive line's pretty good. You know, if you chew up 6, 7, 8 minutes at a drive or two and you score, even if it's one touchdown and one field goal, that's a big nut to cover 13, 14 points. I wouldn't touch it.
I think it's going to be fascinating to see that particular matchup, right, with Breece and Isaiah Davis and the Jets offensive line against this Ravens defensive front. Because, but BT, I agree with you on overall on the points you made on the Ravens defense. On this win streak, they're allowing like 15 points per game. Now, I don't think they're that good. And I more agree with you than the point that I was just making. But I do think, I say that to say, they're playing better since they got a lot of their guys back healthy. I still don't think it's a great defense.
Yep.
And obviously, you're going to need the Jets to run the ball if you'd like for them to cover the spread in this game. I have my questions about that.
Yeah, Ravens by 21 at least. All right, what about the Lions, Nick? Lions, Giants, you alluded to it. You think this is a bloodbath as well for the Giants, who will now be without Jackson Dart Sunday in Detroit?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I said last week, everyone that wants to say like the Giants roster is like the 85 Bears or the 2007 Patriots or whatever, and Brian Daboll was holding them back. Like, guess what they did last weekend? The same thing they always do. They lost. Because they stink, because they're not good. And now they get to go play the Detroit Lions. And the Lions last week on Sunday night, and I liked the Eagles in the game, the Lions couldn't run the ball at all because Philly's defense is really good. I think when Jared Goff and Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery and Dan Campbell look at the opposing line of scrimmage on Sunday and see the Giants defensive front and Shane Bozo calling the plays on the sideline, they're going to feel like Andy Dufresne breaking out of Shawshank. Like, this is going to be like, wow, I can't believe we get to play this team now. They're going to run all over the Giants because everybody does. That sets up the play action game. I think Detroit wins and wins big. I would never bet the Giants. But my preferred bet, guys, actually in this game, I love the over. Especially with Jameis going to start. And look, like, sometimes I do a lot of these radio hits, and some of them are in markets that might not watch the Giants game, but this audience did, obviously, right? Jameis threw one interception in the game at the very end. How many do you think he should have thrown in the game?
Yeah.
Six.
Like,
how's that going to go on? So he always does that. And it's what makes him fun. He can also throw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. What does it mean? Points. Detroit's going to score. We have the ultimate over quarterback in Jameis Winston. Let's go over 50 on Sunday with the Lions and the Giants. My favorite bet
like
of the week.
It. Wow, I like it. All right, so indoor, no weather conditions, no snow or wind, so that's not going to bring the over or the total down. I like it. Just a quick little swerve here. Sal and I do it every Thursday, right? We power up. We get our 5 best teams here, and we count them down in descending order, 5 through 1. And it's been very hard. I mean, Kansas City's been very tough, and the Bills have been a tough read. Even Philly, through wins, don't look incredibly impressive. If I say to you, all right, Nick, right now, the 3 best teams in the NFL, in your estimate, who are they?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Day for you.
Eagles.
Yep.
Rams.
Me too.
And then it's just, is it a third team from the NFC or is there an AFC team that even makes it?
You know what? I'm asking you.
Okay. I will. I actually think, you know, this used to be a very plentiful island. Moron Island. I think it's now population one, and it's just me. I'll still say the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, come on, man. Stop, man.
You're, listen.
You sound desperate now. Well, are you better than this, Nick?
Nick, what are the odds on the Chiefs making the playoffs?
BT, I assure you I'm not. But thank you for saying that.
what are the odds on the Chiefs making the playoffs? Because I'm with you. BT doesn't think they're making it. I still think they're getting in. I think they beat the Colts here. I'd like to get your read on the Colts game with the Chiefs Sunday and Chiefs odds to just make the postseason at this point.
All right, so I'll get the postseason odds here. Kansas City to make the playoffs, yes, minus 200. So okay. Still favored to make it.
Okay.
And in the Super Bowl market, the Rams and the Eagles are the co-favorite.
Hmm.
The third choice by themselves, the 5-5 Kansas City.
That's unbelievable. I'm taking the Broncos. Broncos Niners is my Super Bowl pick right now. If I had to bet, I'd probably get some good odds on that.
But Sal, you were, and maybe you'll be right about this too, you were right about that. This is not, the conversation is not who wins more regular season games. If the conversation is who can win the Super Bowl, the Broncos can't.
Right, and
I'm sorry, Nick.
If they assume the Chiefs get in and the odds are saying they're going to get in, then they're going to be as dangerous as anybody else.
So I'm curious if you guys agree with this. And BT, this is kind of an offshoot of the question you asked me, and it's a great question for the listeners and viewers. Also, we're all big football fans, right?
Yep.
I kind of feel right now, and things can change, right? It's the ultimate week to week league, that the only AFC team that can win this, not get to, can win the Super Bowl is the Chiefs. So what I mean by that is, if Buffalo wins the AFC and has to play like the Eagles or the Rams, I'm taking Philly or LA.
Yep, smack.
Like if Baltimore, I'm taking Philly or the Rams.
Yep.
If it's the Patriots, if it's the Broncos, if it's the Colts, I think the NFC is way better than the AFC at the top.
Yep.
Now, if you tell me the Chiefs go on a massive run here and get white hot and they make the Super Bowl, then I'm probably going to like Kansas City in that game. But I think the only team in the AFC that can actually win right now is Kansas City.
Okay.
I think the NFC is more likely to produce a Super Bowl champion.
I totally agree, but it's not as cut and dried maybe as you make it out to be, because here we go.
Who do you like in the AFC?
Well, no. I'm talking about meaning that the NFC is so much better, which, by the way, I'm with you. I know it's better. But it's not like you got, you know, Montana and Walsh or Steve Young or Lawrence Taylor or a vintage Eagles team. Even the top teams are vulnerable. So I agree, the NFC dwarfs the AFC, but is it, maybe dwarfs the wrong word. Maybe it's better. But it's not incredibly better, I guess is what I'm saying.
I think I love the references that you made there, when the NFC won a million Super Bowls in a row, right?
Yeah,
like when I was
it's
growing
not
up and
Dick
we were
is
growing
46,
up.
But you know, Buddy Ryan's 4-6 Bears defense.
Yeah, and you had Montana, and you had the Redskins at the time winning three Super Bowls and whatever in 10 years. You know, and I know you guys know this, pre-salary cap, less parity. So now you have, you'll have situations now where it's way more parity. And look, we saw this in the AFC for many years when it was Tom Brady and Peyton Manning every year at the top. And they didn't win the Super Bowl every year, but you felt like they were always the best teams. So, the Eagles are tremendously flawed, right? They keep winning games, yet they can't stop bitching and moaning about the fact that they don't throw the ball down the field. It's insane to me. They all need to grow up. The Lions have flaws. Matthew Stafford's one hit away from his career ending. And I don't say that to make a joke.
Yeah.
I think it's true. And also, here's something with the Rams. The Rams won last week against Seattle. I laid Rams -2.5 on Monday, last Monday. If you had told me before the game Sam Darnold's going to throw four picks, I would have ran over women and children like George Costanza to bet more money on the Rams. They didn't cover. They almost lost.
Yeah.
So I actually walk away from that game, guys, feeling better about the Seahawks, which I don't know if you can, because Darnold will probably just keep doing that in big games. But you're right, BT. You can poke holes in all these teams in the NFC, but I think the holes you can poke in the NFC teams are not as cavernous or as gaping as the ones you could poke in the AFC.
I would agree. I'm talking to Nick Costas, by the way, BT and Sal and all the fans. So I think we all agree that there are massive issues in Buffalo. Sal and I were talking about McDermott before. The Giants very well might be needing a new coach, and this probably could be the end of the road for McDermott with the Bills if they don't quickly change things, which I'm not so sure that they will. If McDermott's free, I know you have to interview him. Would you be enthused? Would you be tepidly enthused? Would you want McDermott for the Giants? I don't think you love him, but would you?
I think he's a really good coach that has, and I would say the same thing about John Harbaugh. And I've said this with you guys on the show. I've said this for years, and people killed me for it at the time. I think everyone now kind of thinks that I'm right. And look, it can change this January and February, and I can be wrong. But in the history of the league, And we're talking, no, not the largest sample size, 60 Super Bowls, right? This is Super Bowl 60. We have never seen a coach-quarterback pairing be together for as long as Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, and same year, by the way, Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, like win a Super Bowl. They haven't even gotten to one. History's against it happening. So I think McDermott's a good coach. I think John Harbaugh's a good coach. I feel like they are past their expiration date with their current teams. Would I be interested in the Giants interviewing Sean McDermott? Like, absolutely. Like, that's a destitute program. That, and obviously, like, he has the quarterback. But remember, like, he went to the playoffs with Tyrod Taylor before they got Josh Allen.
Yes, he did.
So I think he kind of, like, showed that he's a pretty good coach. So I'd be open to that. Can I please, I have another name I'd like to bring up for the Giants that I have not brought up previously. May I?
Yeah.
Okay. So last year, a coach, an offensive coach in the NFL, started to get some notoriety, and he upgraded his position this past offseason. I don't know how many people have heard of this coach. Maybe you heard his name mentioned on Monday Night Football. Clayton Adams, with a K, was the Arizona Cardinals run game coordinator the last couple of years. He's Dallas's offensive coordinator now. So he works with Brian Schottenheimer on the offense. Very highly regarded from the people I talk to. And like some of this, candidly, is like I listen to a lot of podcasts. I read a lot, people I respect. I think the Giants should interview Clayton Adams, who's the Cowboys offensive coordinator, to be their next head coach when it comes down to it.
Interesting.
Yeah, the problem is you're going to go down that road again with a, and I know you like Brian Flores as well, so you're saying that they should interview him, fine. You're going to go down that road again with another inexperienced first-time head coach?
Well, I don't want to paint with a brush that, like, just because they did it doesn't mean it can't work this time. Like, if you feel like you have the right guy, I feel like that's how, just like decision-making in general gets into trouble, where it's like, well, we had a veteran coach last time, so now we have to hire someone new. Like, no, you don't. You can hire a really good veteran coach. Hire the right person regardless.
Right, and it's hard for us to say because we're not interviewing. I talk about that all the time with BT. We're not interviewing these guys. Get me in a room with Flores and this guy that you mentioned or whoever else, and I'll determine which one I want. Unfortunately for the Giants, the people who have been making those decisions have not gotten them right over the years. That's the issue.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I think Mike McCarthy is getting bandied about, and I'll say this about McCarthy. Like, I think I'd be pretty crushed if they hired him. But they'd win regular season games. They just would never win a championship. Would you, as a Giants fan, would you trade that? Would you like to be respectable but not win?
Yes.
Or, like, I wouldn't. I'd rather roll the dice and be bad potentially and maybe win a Super Bowl.
But I'm going to tell you why. And my answer is yes, because at least if you get to the threshold that I think we all believe, and I like McCarthy more than both of you guys, so I admit I'm more pro. He'll get you to a certain level that will be 9 miles beyond where you are now, and at least you're closer to, with the next hire, taking the next step and actually winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I don't, like, I understand that, but then it's like we're making a hire so we can fire this guy and then hire the next guy, and that guy can win.
Yeah, but yeah, Nick, yes and no. You also make it seem like McCarthy never won a Super Bowl.
Sure. Is Aaron Rodgers coming with him?
I don't know. I don't know. He's been pretty transient the last couple of years.
Maybe Jackson Dart's like that. I think Jackson Dart in the Bears game when he got hurt was spectacular.
He's a stud.
I tend to agree with that. I think he's really good. I am hoping that the Giants move on from Joe Shane, which I feel like as time goes on feels like more likely than it did a couple weeks ago. I'm hoping that happens. Clean slate, new GM, new coach. Let's roll.
All right, thank you, Nick. We appreciate it as always. Look forward to listening to you on Sunday.
Appreciate it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all of your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.